listening to a podcast from Victory.
Magandang araw po sa ating lahat, and we just want to welcome you to our online worship service. We are Victory, and we are here to honor God and to make disciples. No? And so, patuloy po tayong manalangin, no, para po sa ating bansa, and let's continue to believe God for a miracle that the Lord will indeed deliver us from this pandemic or deliver us through this pandemic, na kahit tumagal po itong pandemic na to, that God would continually give us strength to persevere, to endure. Amen? Pero siyempre po, ang pinapanalangin po natin na hindi na po mag-mutate yung virus, and let's continue to believe God, okay, that the Lord will weaken the virus and that this virus will be wiped out, not only in our place, in our nation, but even in the face of the whole world. Amen? And I believe most of us are aware of what's happening in Afghanistan right now. Ano? And nabaltaan po natin yan. It's all over the news of how the Taliban was able to actually take hold of the whole nation of Afghanistan. Ano? And so ngayon po, no, hindi lang po merong health crisis sa Afghanistan, meron din pong humanitarian crisis. A lot of people are locally displaced kasi po, no, coming from the different provinces in Afghanistan, nagpunta po sila sa Kabul thinking that it would be a safe place. No, yet, Kabul also fell to the Taliban. And a lot of people are right now there living in tents. And so it's also a humanitarian crisis, a food crisis. And then, of course, no, it fell to the Taliban. Ano? And so, ipag-pray rin po natin yung nangyayari ngayon sa Afghanistan. Ano? And so, not only that, no, missions organization says that the church in Afghanistan is the second fastest growing church in the whole world. Okay? Afghanistan, okay? The church in Afghanistan is the second fastest growing church in the world, winning souls through signs and wonders and miracles. Sinasabi po ng mga missions organization that 70% of believers right now in Afghanistan got to know the Lord because the man in white, which is Jesus, appeared to them prior to someone preaching the gospel to them. And so, grabe po yung ginagawa ni Lord, okay, in the church in Afghanistan, and yet, it fell to the Taliban. Ano? Kung dati po may persecution, ngayon po, ano, the persecution will even be more intense. Ano? We have heard reports right now of believers in Afghanistan being tracked down, okay, by the Taliban, and some were even martyred, no, because they don't want to give up their faith. They would want to continually follow Jesus in spite of the difficulties, in spite of the suffering. Ano? And here's a quote from one of our leaders in the Middle East, okay, that is helping in our church in Afghanistan. Ano? Sabi po dito, no, despite the threat, despite the danger, despite the looming difficulties that are besetting them right now, they said they will stand strong. They will continue to trust the Lord even if it would mean death. They would not recount. They would not go back. They will just be following Jesus despite the situation. Ano? Grabe po yung faith nila. Grabe po yung pananampalataya nila. Ano? That they remain strong even in the midst of this persecution, even in the midst of these difficulties, simply because of their faith in Christ. And so, panalangin po natin, ano, yung mga kapatiran po natin sa Afghanistan. In fact, why don't we do that right now? Ano? Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we lift up to you our church and the whole body of Christ in Afghanistan, Lord. God, that they themselves, maybe some people would wanting to flee the nation, Lord, would you bring them to safe place? And those believers who decided to stay and continue on to preach the gospel to people in spite of the looming threat, Lord, we ask that you would protect them, Lord. Lord, we ask, Lord, that you would continue to be with them, Lord God, that the kingdom of God would continually be established. Lord, thank you for your promise, Lord God, that the gates of hell will not prevail against your church, Lord. And so, Lord, we speak forth your Holy Spirit to accompany continually your people there. Lord, we lift up to you the churches in Afghanistan. Bless them, Lord. Keep them safe. Lord, let signs and wonders continually accompany the preaching of your word. Let dreams and vision continually be prevailing, God, even in the lives of those people. Lord, we continually ask, Lord, that you would deliver your people even in Afghanistan. In Jesus' name we pray. And Lord, we also pray that even as we go through your word today, Lord, would you bless the preaching of your word. Lord, speak to us and strengthen our faith as well. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. No. And so, ipagkapatuloy po natin ang ating series na Future Hope. Tayo na po ay nasa ikatlong linggo at ikatlong chapter po ng Book of 1 Thessalonians. Ano? And so, ang pag-uusapan po natin ngayon, okay, ay about suffering, okay? Troubles, afflictions, ano? Particularly on how our faith can remain strong in the midst of difficulties. Ano? So, na posible po pala na ang ating pananampalataya ay patuloy na maging malakas, okay, in spite of the difficulties that we are facing today. And so let me read to you our scripture. I will be reading from 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 1 to 8. No? And it says here, therefore, when we could bear it no longer, we were willing to be left behind at Athens alone, and we sent Timothy, our brothers, and God's co-worker in the gospel of Christ, to establish and exhort you in your faith, that no one may be moved by these afflictions. For you yourselves know that we are destined for this. For when we were with you, we kept telling you beforehand that we were to suffer affliction, just as it has come to pass, and just as you know. For this reason, when I could bear it no longer, I sent to learn about your faith, for fear that somehow the tempter had tempted you, and our labor would be in vain. But now that Timothy has come to us from you and has brought us the good news of your faith and love and reported that you always remember us kindly and long to see us as we long to see you, for this reason, brothers, in all our distress and affliction, we have been comforted about you through your faith, for now we live if you are standing fast in the Lord, no. So ito po yung text natin, no. This is the word of God for us today, no. And just to give us a background, no. Paul and Silas planted the church in Thessalonica, no. So they went there, preached the gospel, and there were some Greek-fearing Jew who got saved and some prominent women got saved. And so lumago po talaga, okay, yung simbahan doon sa Thessalonica, even if Paul and Silas stayed there just only for 3 Sabbath. Ano? And so, ibig sabihin, tatlong linggo lang po sila ron, but their ministry was cut short. Why? Okay? Because they were threatened by the authorities, by the people there. Ano? Makikita po natin yan in Acts 17 verses 5 to 7. But some of the Jews were jealous, so they gathered some troublemakers from the marketplace to form a mob and start a riot. They attacked the home of Jason, searching for Paul and Silas so they could drag them out to the crowd. Not finding them there, they drag out Jason and some of the other believers instead and took them before the city council. Paul and Silas have caused trouble all over the world, they shouted. And now they are here disturbing our city too. And Jason has welcomed them into his home. They are all guilty of treason against Caesar, for they profess allegiance to another king named Jesus. And so, ito po yung simula ng simbahan sa Thessalonica. No, sa simula pa lang po, no, meron ng persecution, meron ng trouble. Okay? The local host there, Jason, and some other believers, sila po yung inatake. They were brought before the city council. So, parang pinapulis po sila. No? And not only that, they were accused of treason. I mean, here you are, you're a new believer, and then you were dragged into a police station or into the government, and they were accusing you of treason and treason because you are claiming another king other than Caesar. I mean, ang kaparusahan po niyan, ano, when you commit treason at that particular time, you could actually not put, just be put in prison. You could actually be sentenced to death, no? And so ano pong ginawa nila Jason and ng other believers? They posted a bond. Nagbayad po sila. Okay, but that bond, okay, is they are assuring that this thing should not happen again. Okay, na hindi na raw dapat mangyari yung trouble na to, okay, or else their property or even their lives could actually be taken away from them. And so yung ministry po ni Paul and Silas when they were in the Thessalonica, okay, it was cut short, and so they would have to be sent by the believers in another place, no? So, ganito po nagsimula, no? Yung simbahan natin sa Thessalonica, no? Sa simula pa lang, meron ng persecution, meron ng difficulty, no? Kaya po, sabi sa 1 Thessalonians 1:6, so you received the message with joy from the Holy Spirit in spite of the suffering it brought you. But even though merong persecution, merong suffering, they receive the word of God with joy from the Holy Spirit. In chapter 2, verses 14 to 15, for you brothers, became imitators of the churches of God in Christ Jesus that are in Judea, for you suffered the same things from your own countrymen as they did from the Jews who killed both the Lord Jesus and the prophets. And so, sinasabi po dito na yung mga Thessalonica, na-experience din daw po nila, no, kung ano po yung mga sufferings, okay, ng mga believers, okay, in Jerusalem. And what are some of these sufferings, no, na pwede po nilang pinagdaanan, no? Again, nakita po natin, they could actually be attacked, dragged out of their house, accused, be imprisoned, okay? They could actually receive some beatings and torture, okay, or even their property can be actually be taken away from them. Ano? So, ganito po yung scenario, okay, sa napakabatang simbahan sa Thessalonica. No? Kaya po, nung nagkaroon po ng oportunidad si Paul, nung umalis na po sila, and they had an opportunity to find out what was happening to the newly birthed church in Thessalonica, pinadala po nila si Timothy para kamustahin po sila at encourage sila at para po malaman, nagpatuloy kaya sila sa kanilang paniniwala. Kasi po, grabe po yung pinagdadaanan nila, no? And then, Timothy returned to Paul with some good news, okay, of what's happening in spite of the ongoing persecution, no? Kaya po, nung sumulat si Paul sa kanila, he reminded them, okay? In chapter 3 of verses 3 to 4, but you know, okay? Alam daw po nila, no? And we should know this as well. Okay? But you know that we are destined for such troubles, no? We are destined for such troubles. Even while we were with you, we warned you that troubles would soon come, and they did, as you well know. Ano? Habang binabasa ko po ito, no? Kung nanonood po kayo ng Chosen, the final song, okay? Dun sa Chosen, ng 6-1, ano? Trouble, no? And so, why? Because followers of Christ are destined to suffer difficulties for their faith. Followers of Christ are destined to suffer afflictions because of their faith. Ano po ibig sabihin ng destined dito? Ibig sabihin nito, unavoidable, inescapable, bilang tayo po ay mga mananampalataya, naniniwala po tayo kay Jesus, okay, and when we follow Christ, definitely trouble will accompany us. We cannot escape it. We cannot avoid it. And that's why Jesus himself promised, okay, that in this world, okay, in this world, you will have trouble. Pero sinabi rin po doon ni Jesus, but take heart, because I have overcome the world. And so the believers in Thessalonica were in the midst of trouble and suffering. They were facing pressures from their own countrymen. But you see, not only persecution and suffering from their own countrymen, there is another force that is at work. There is another force that is at work, and that is in verse 5. I sent Timothy to find out whether your faith was still strong. I was afraid that the tempter had gotten the best of you and that our work had been useless. So ano po sinasabi dito? Not only the persecution was coming from the people, there is another force that is at work, and that is the devil, Satan, trying to lure them, okay, trying to tempt them to give up their faith because of this difficulty, no? And so, and he is still at work today. Okay, Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy, no? Remember, okay, our struggle is not against flesh and blood, no? Yung pinagdadaanan po nila doon, it's not just against flesh and blood. Yung pinagdadaanan po natin ngayon na pandemic, na crisis, I mean, this COVID-19, this is not just a health crisis, no? I mean, there is more than a battle for our health here. This is a struggle not just against flesh and blood, but against rulers, against principalities, against the spiritual forces of darkness in the heavenly realm. Okay, meron po itong spiritual warfare na nangyari, and that's why we got to continually stay strong, stand strong, and continually call upon the name of God. Why? Because our struggle, it is not just against flesh and blood. What's happening in Afghanistan, this is not just about the Taliban. Okay, this is about the spiritual forces that is at work in that area as well. And that's why we need God in these kinds of situation. And so the believers in Thessalonica, they were being persecuted because of their faith. Satan was resisting them and tempting them to give up on their faith. And the question is, how did they respond? No? How did they respond? And this is how they responded. Their faith in God has gone forth everywhere. Okay? Nabasa po natin in chapter 1. They have turned from idols to serve the true living God, and they were looking forward okay, to the coming of God's Son from heaven. So they continued on preaching the gospel in spite of the affliction. They continually be faithful to the Lord when it is difficult. They continue to obey the Lord despite temptations and hardships. No? Kaya nga po, no, nabalitaan po ito ni Paul, no? Siya po ay tuwang-tuwa. He was full of joy sa mga nangyayari sa Thessalonica. At ito po ang sinabi niya, no, in verses 7 to 8. So we have been greatly encouraged in the midst of our troubles and suffering, dear brothers and sisters, because you have remained strong in your faith. It gives us new life to know that you are standing firm in the Lord. And so, ano po ang pwede nating matutunan dito? That our faith can remain strong in the midst of difficulties. Our faith can remain strong in the midst of difficulties. Yes, there will be afflictions. Yes, there will be sufferings. Yes, there will be troubles. Yes, there will be tribulations. They are all part of life, even of a Christian life. No one is exempted from it. Okay, but God promises that we can stand firm and strong in the midst of suffering. That our faith can remain strong. Amen? The question is how? Okay. How can our faith remain strong in the midst of difficulties? Number one, let the Lord strengthen us. Okay? Would you allow the Lord to strengthen you? No, ito po yung sabi sa verse 8. Your strong faith in the Lord is like a breath of new life. Their strong faith is anchored where? It's anchored in the Lord. Their strong faith was not anchored in their circumstances dahil maganda yung nangyayari, dahil okay yung lahat. No, no, no. It was not anchored in their circumstances because their circumstances, man, it was difficult. It was not in their own ability or strength. They relied on the joy that comes from the Holy Spirit. Their strong faith, it was anchored in the Lord. Why? Because strength is found in the Lord first. Okay? Strength is found in the Lord first. No? And this brings to mind what Paul wrote to the Ephesians. In Ephesians 6 verse 10 says, finally, be strong in the Lord. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might. Our strength is in the Lord and in His might. No? Magpakatibay kayo sa kalakasang galing sa Panginoon at sa kanyang dakilang kapangyarihan. Ano? And while I was studying, this brings also to mind one of my favorite verses in the Bible. Psalm 73:26, my heart may fail, my spirit may grow weak, but God remains the strength of my heart and He is mine forever. Guess what? Your heart, your health may be failing you. Your spirit may be growing weak because of the situation, because of the difficulties, because of how long this pandemic has been going on. But guess what? God remains the strength of our hearts. Amen? And so let the Lord strengthen us. And that's why Paul, knowing that it is the Lord who can strengthen His people, prayed for the Thessalonians. In verse 13, it says, May God strengthen your hearts so that you will be blameless and holy in the presence of our God and Father when our Lord Jesus comes with all His holy ones. And so ano pong ginawa ni Lord? Ipinagdasal po ni Paul na sila'y palakasin ng Diyos upang sila'y manatiling banal at walang kapintasan sa harapan ng Diyos hanggang sa pagdating ni Jesucristo. That they will remain strong and faithful until the end, until Jesus comes. Why? Because strength comes from the Lord. Strength comes from the Lord. And so let us allow the Lord to minister to us. No? Kapag po tayo ay mga pinagdadaanan, no? wag na po tayong lumayo. Okay, sa Diyos. No? Bagkus ay mas lumapit po tayo sa Kanya. Because strength comes from the Lord. Not only that, okay? How can our faith remain strong in the midst of difficulties? Let the Lord strengthen us through others, no? At ito po yung isa sa mga napakaliwanag. This is something that is so glaring in the letter of Paul, no? In verses 1 to 3, no? Let me read it again. Finally, when we could stand it no longer, no? Ibig sabihin, hindi na po mapakali talaga si Paul. Hindi na po niya matiis, no? Gusto po talaga niya malaman, ano ba talaga nangyari dun sa mga tao na preach natin sa Thessalonica, no? And so, he made a decision to stay alone in Athens in spite of his desire to see them. Okay? Dahil sa wanted po siya doon, hindi siya makapunta. So, pinadala po niya si Timothy, no? And we sent Timothy to visit you. I mean, he is our brother and God's co-worker in proclaiming the good news of Christ. We sent him. Bakit daw po nila pinadala si Timothy? To strengthen you, to encourage you in your faith, and to keep you from being shaken by the troubles you were going through. And so, pinag-pray na naman po talaga, no, ni Paul, yung mga tao sa Thessalonica because of the suffering. Okay? But there's another way for him to be able to strengthen and encourage the people there by sending someone else. And though he was not able to go there, he sent Timothy to be there to strengthen them, to encourage them, okay, to fill what was lacking in their faith. And so Paul sent Timothy to the church in Thessalonica. No? Pinapunta po niya doon para patibayin at palakasin ang pananampalataya nila. No? And so Paul knew this so much, no? That we need one another. Alam na alam po ito ni Paul. Remember when Paul, okay, was going to the road of Damascus and the Lord Jesus Christ appeared to him, okay, and he was blinded? I mean, Paul didn't figure it out by himself. Diba? Si Jesus na yung nagpakita. But Jesus has to send someone else to minister to Paul, to follow up Paul, to strengthen Paul, to baptize Paul, to lay hands on Paul so that mawawala po yung blindness. He sent someone, a disciple, okay, to minister to Paul, and that is Ananias. Not only that, Paul stayed with the disciples in Damascus, most probably establishing his faith in the Lord. And so, alam po nito ni Paul, okay, na kailangan po niya ng ibang tao so that he would be strengthened from his faith. And so, this is exactly what he did to the church, okay, in Thessalonica. No? And so, the Lord strengthens his people through others. Diba? Alam na alam po yan ni Paul. And that's why he really longed to be with them, to help them out. Verses 10 to 12 says, night and day we pray earnestly for you. So pinapanalangin po nila sila, no? But not only that, he was asking God to let us see you again. Okay, gusto talaga niyang makita, no? Miss na nila sila to fill the gaps in your faith. And then he prayed, may God our Father and our Lord Jesus brings us to you very soon. Again, that longing. And may the Lord make your love for one another and for all people grow and overflow just as our love for you overflows. No? Grabe po yung heart ni Paul, no? Para sa mga tao na to. No? That he didn't just want to pray for them so that the Lord would strengthen them. He really wanted to be with them. And when he cannot be there with them, he sent someone else to encourage them. Why? Because the Lord strengthens us through others. As well, no? And so, kung alam mo po na may ganitong tao na nagmamahal sa'yo, no? May concern sa'yo, may care sa'yo, nagpe-pray sa'yo, longing to see you. No? And this is our desire as well. We would want to see you face to face. Pero hindi po po posible, but at least we could see each other, even virtually. No? And so, Paul was longing to meet them, desiring for them to grow. I mean, kapag meron kang kakilala na ganito ang desire for you, man, definitely whatever you are going through today, you will definitely be encouraged. You will definitely be strengthened in your faith. Ano? And we have heard of stories like this. Meron po tayong mga part ng Victory Group na tinamaan po sila ng COVID-19. Ano? And so, ano pong ginawa ng mga members ng Victory Group? Nag-schedule po sila, okay, kay daily, kung sino yung tatawag, mag-encourage, magpe-pray dun sa tao na yon. Why? Because we need one another. No, yung iba naman, grabe, ano pong ginawa nila? Nagpadala po sila ng food, ng mga fruits. No, yung isang leader nga natin, ano, nung papadala natin ng fruits, sabi niya, wag niyo na po akong padalan. Meron na po akong fruit stand. So dami po na nagpapadala ng pruta sa akin. Ano. And so definitely, you will be encouraged. At one of the lowest point in our marriage life between me and my wife, Maan, ano, when we had our fifth miscarriage. I mean, that was so devastating. It really affected our faith. Guess what? Hindi ko na po inintay yung mga tao na tawagan ako. Ako na po yung tumawag mismo. Sino pong tinawagan ko? Si Pastor Mark. Pastor Mark, I need to talk to you. This is what happened. At alam niyo pong ginawa ni Pastor Mark? Pinakain po niya ako, no? So, ang sarap. Pinakain niya ako, okay? He ministered to me, encouraged me, prayed for me. And guess what? Right now, God saw us through in that situation. Why? Kasi ngayon po, meron na po kaming tatlong anak. I mean, but that is one of the lowest points in our lives. And God brought Pastor Mark to help us, to minister to us, to be there for us, to help us believe that nothing is impossible with God. And indeed, wala po talagang imposible sa Diyos because God eventually came through in our situation.
And so God strengthened us through others, no? And what's also amazing was Paul's intention was really to encourage. Yun naman po talaga encourage, di ba? Yung goal niya. Encourage na talaga yung mga Thessalonica, no? But when Paul found out about the strong faith of the Thessalonians in spite of the difficulties, ano po nangyari? Siya po mismo na-encourage. He himself, he wanted to encourage people, but then when he found out about how they're doing, he himself was encouraged. Okay? Verses 7 to 9. And so we have been greatly encouraged in the midst of our troubles and suffering. Kasi may pinagdadaanan din po sila, Paul, no? Meron din po sila mga persecution na kinakaharap kung nasaan po sila nagmi-minister, no? But finding out about the faith of the Thessalonians, they themselves, okay, were greatly encouraged, dear brothers and sisters, because you have remained strong in your faith and it gives us a new life. Wow. Grabe, no? It gives us a new life to know that you are standing firm in the Lord and how we thank God for you. Because of you, we have great joy as we enter God's presence. Grabe po, no? Yun po yung naging bunga. He wanted to encourage them. Okay, but at the end of it, he was the one who was greatly encouraged. Okay, he was given a new life. Mas lalo pang sumigla yung kanyang buhay, you know, and it given him great joy. So si Paul mismo, okay, yung na-encourage, siya mismo yung nabuhayan ng loob dahil po sa malakas na pananampalataya ng mga taga-Thessalonica. And why? Because those who refresh others will themselves be refreshed. Those who refresh others, will they themselves be refreshed? And not only that, sa pumakita natin dito, a strong faith in the midst of suffering encourages others, no? A strong faith in the midst of suffering encourages others, no? I mean, when I just heard of the faith of the believers in Afghanistan, that they would want to remain strong until the end. They would not recount. They would not go back. They would continue to follow Jesus in spite of the persecution. Man, that is indeed an encouragement. When we hear from you, okay, from people in our church who are facing difficulties and are suffering because of this pandemic, and yet your eyes are still set on Jesus. You keep on believing. You continued on with the purposes of God in your life. You know what? That builds up our faith. When we meet people to encourage them, okay, to build them up, but in turn, we ourselves are the one encouraged, no? Kaya po, in the midst of crisis we are in, let's keep our conversation going. Let's keep on connecting to one another. Let's keep on praying for one another. Let's not give up the habit of meeting together. Let's encourage, exhort, okay? Let's serve and love one another. Kaya nga po sabi ni Andy Stanley, no? The primary activity of the church is one anothering one another. It is one anothering one another, and more so today because of the crisis that we are facing. And so let's keep on praying for one another, encouraging one another, exhorting for one another, caring for one another, bearing each other in love. And guess what? It is so much easier to do one anothering one another when we are connected. It is so much easier to do one anothering one another when we are connected, when we are part of a church community, when we are in small group. Kaya nga po, no? This coming Saturday, magkakaroon po tayo ng church community class. And if you have been joining us in our online worship services, if you have been joining us even in our on-site worship services, and you're not yet connected with some of our leaders, some of our volunteers, some of our members, guess what? We would want to invite you, okay, and be part of our church community class so you would know, dito ba talaga ako dinala ni Lord? Kasi kung dito ka dinala ni Lord, guess what? God wants you to be part of a church community. God wants you to be part of a small group so that we will be able to another one another. Because that's really the desire of God. Why? Because we are made for community. We are made for community. And God strengthens us through others. And so how can our faith remain strong in the midst of difficulties? Let us allow the Lord to strengthen us. And let us allow the Lord to strengthen us through others. As I close this message, again. Paul has another letter in another church in Corinthians, and this is what he said. 1 Corinthians 1, verses 8 to 9. He will keep you strong to the end. Okay, God will keep you strong to the end so that you will be free from all blame on the day when our Lord Jesus Christ returns. And God will do this. Why? For He is faithful to do what He says. And He has invited you into a partnership with His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. No? And so God is committed to keep us strong until the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I just like how the message put it. No? Sabi niya dito, no? God Himself is right alongside to keep you steady and on track until things are all wrapped up by Jesus. God, who got you started in the spiritual adventure, shares with us the life of His Son and our Master Jesus. He will never give up on you. God will keep you strong to the end. He will not give up on you. And it says there, never forget that. In the midst of suffering, in the midst of difficulties, know that God will keep you strong until the end. He will never give up on you. And don't you ever, ever forget that. That God is committed to strengthen His people until the end. God is committed to you to strengthen you until the end. He will never give up on you. He will keep you strong, on track, and steady. And what He has started in your life, He will complete it. And He is faithful to complete it until the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so we face our difficulty and suffering in light of Jesus' returns because God will come through for His people ultimately. We face our difficulty and suffering in light of Christ's return because God will come through for His people ultimately. And this is our future hope, that God would come through for us. Okay, that eventually all suffering will end. That God will wipe away every tears from our eyes, every pain from our eyes, sickness no more. Why? Because God will ultimately come through for His people. And this is our future hope. Amen. Let's just pray right now. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, thank You. Lord, that You would enable us to face our difficulty and suffering in light of Jesus' return. Because God will come through for His people ultimately. And Lord, thank You for Your promise. Lord, that You would strengthen us until the end, Lord. That You will never give up on us, Lord. And Lord, I pray, Lord, that You would strengthen Your people. If you're here and you're suffering some difficulties, probably your health is failing you, your spirit is growing weak, would you come to the Lord today? Come to God. Be honest about your situation, what you are feeling, what you are thinking through. I mean, just come to the Lord. He's not afraid and He will not be shocked of what you're going through. He knows what's going through in your life right now. And would you come to Him? And would you allow the Lord to minister to you, to strengthen you, that God will indeed come through in your situation. Amen. Would you just come to the Lord today? Pray to Him. Go into the presence of God. Thank You, Lord. Lord, in the name of Jesus, You know what's going through. You know the difficulties, Lord. You know the weight and the burden that we are carrying. But Lord, thank You for Your promise. Lord, that You are committed to strengthen us. You are committed to walk with us, that whatever You have started in our lives, You are faithful to complete it, God. Lord, would You breathe new life? Lord, would You breathe refreshing and strength, Lord, and greater faith to Your people today? Thank You, God, for Your goodness. Lord, May we see you for who you are. Lord, that you are good. Lord, you're with us. That you will never leave us nor forsake us. And that you are here to see us until the end. Thank you, Lord, for your promise. And Lord, I pray also for some group of people here. Lord, that if you have brought them here in our church, maybe they've been attending for probably weeks or months, not only in our online but on-site, and yet they are not yet part of a Victory group or any of our small group, not connected to any of our leaders. Lord, I pray that you would speak to them. Lord, that they need not to journey this Christianity by themselves, but they need other people to help them. And so, Lord, would you open their hearts? Lord, would you move them? Lord God, and give them the faith and the boldness, Lord, to be part, Lord God, of our church community. In fact, no, kung ikaw po yun, ano, you're probably fairly new or probably matagal ka nang umaten ng church and yet you're not yet connected to any of our leaders, any of our volunteers, any of our members. You're not yet part of a small group. Pwede po bang pakilagay po dyan sa comment section, connect. Okay, that you want to be connected in this church community and we will contact you. And we will plug you into any of our small groups. Amen. Why? Because we are made for community. Why? Because God strengthens His people through other believers. We need one another. Amen. Last group of people I want to pray for. If you're here and you haven't surrendered your life to the Lord, I believe He's inviting you. Maybe you are in a very difficult situation. Maybe there are some guilt. But you know what? God is committed that if you would surrender your life to the Lord, He will keep you blameless. He will remove the guilt and shame from your life until the end. That's how committed God is. And so if you're here and you haven't surrendered your life to the Lord, would you do that today? Would you accept Jesus to be the Lord and the Master of your life? Amen. If you're that person, can you please pray this prayer after me and say, Lord Jesus, I recognize, Lord, that I am a sinner and that I need you in my life. Lord, I humble myself and I ask, Jesus, be the Lord, be the Master. Lord, would you help me to know you more and would you strengthen me to follow you, whatever the situation may be. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen. If you pray that prayer, pinalangin niyo po yan. First time niyo po natanggapin si Jesus bilang Panginoon at Kapagligtas, pwede po bang, okay, i-type niyo rin sa comment section, I pray that prayer, okay? Or you just type in pray or an emoji ng prayer. And again, we would want to help you. We would want to follow up you and establish you in this new found faith. Amen. Let the Lord strengthen us and let the Lord strengthen us through others. Amen. Let me just pray for all of us. Okay, as we close our worship service, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face shine upon you. May the Lord look with favor towards you and grant you peace and strength and joy that comes from the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. God bless you. See you again next Sunday.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were encouraged by the message. For more podcasts and updates, visit victory.org.ph or download the Victory app. You may also give through our website and share your prayer requests and answered prayers with us there.